Okay. I wanted to dedicate the shiur to the memory of Moriv Rabbi, Rav Yosef Dov Halevi Soloveitchik. All I can say is Ketapuach Batzei Hayah Kein Doidi Ben Abodim Betziloi Chimati. Tzilo Chimati, Pashit, to be in the tzel of his goyness, and to live and watch him live Torah was an experience which, to a large extent, guides me throughout my life. I thought it's appropriate to learn the Minyan HaMitzvahs because it was he, in the share that he gave to Moshe Chorsky, Zecher Tzadik Kol Yoshev Zocher, myself, that got me started on this project. Mitzvah Nun Beis. HaMitzvah HaShtayim V'Chamishim. Hi SheTzivonu Lochug El HaMikdosh Shalosh Pomim Bashana V'Omroi Yis'ale Shalosh V'Golim Bashana Tochuli. Interesting is that the first mitzvah, and he says, "Chanis boy b'kosher zeis chagiga shiyali im korban lakriva." The Ram has, and he's to say later, "V'chein gam omru kein omru omru b'gemora chagiga sholish mitzvos nitztavu Yisrael b'rego chagiga rie in simcha." There are three mitzvos, and the Rambam, interesting, in Minyan HaMitzvos, he starts with Chagiga, and he claims that's what the Seid in the Gemara Chagiga, and then he goes to Riya, and then he goes to Simcha. However, in Pirush Mishnayis, and also Mishneh Torah, the Seid is different. The Seid is Riya, Chagiga, and then Simcha. The question is, what's the issue, what's the Chazorah, what does Rambam want? I think you have to start and try to understand what is the Mitzvah Chagiga, according to the Rambam, in Minyan HaMitzvahs. The Rambam says the Mitzvah is Lochug El HaMikdosh Sholosh Pom Mashona. The Mitzvah Lochug, the Rambam's learning, it's not only to bring the Chagiga, but to come to the Mikdash. V'omo yis'al sholosh pom v'ashona tochogli. And that's what he says, k'var hispoyer v'akosu, shezeis ha-chagigi hi, hu she'ya'ale im korban lakrivo. The mitzvah is what we call aliyah regel. That's what he calls Chagiga. However, when he comes to the next mitzvah, mitzvah nun gimel, he tetivonu al hariya, vu amo yis'al shol upon him, vashon yeo kol zchocha, es p'nei Hashem alokecha, vi inyin mitzvah zo, shia le ha'odim le mikdosh, im kol ben zocha shia lo. So it's interesting, both of them, is the mitzvah is shia le, here it's with the chagiga, in Nun Beis, and in Nun Gimel, it's with an Oles Riya. Now, in Mishneh Torah, he says, the mitzvah is Laharis Pnei Hashem, And he doesn't talk about the korban. The mitzvah is laharis pnei Hashem, is the riyah itself, and the korban is a tnai. And when it comes to chagiga, he doesn't say lochug el hamikdash, but he says lochug sholosh pamim, which means to bring the chagiga. And that's what he says in Hilchos Yod. He says hachagigo amur batera he sheyakriv shlomim biyoyim biyontev arishon shel chag bevoyer leherois. Voyer leherois is a tnai, but the mitzvah is chagiga. So whether chagiga, the mitzvah chagiga, is Ya'al El Yerushalayim, then it could be the first on the list, or the mitzvah is just to bring the Chol Mechagiga, might depend upon the Seder. The emes is that Rav Tzadik Goyin, I assume, is not Mechalik between Riyah and Chagiga. Because when he is mentioning the mitzvahs, the mitzvah he has like this: Horishayna on Perichov, Shebohen Aliyu Rego, Sholosh Pomim B'chol Shana, Omroi Sholosh Pomim B'Shona Yero Eko. The mitzvah, and he does an amazing thing. He's chilek on Sherez Yud Gimel, and it says there are three mitzvahs over here. The three different times of the year, each one is a separate mitzvah of Riyah. He doesn't mention at all anything about Akavas Korban. And what he does is, he has the fourth mitzvah, his Kibirkas Hashem Elokecho Asher Nosan Loch. And that's what he says, for Revius, Sheyitain, Kol Ish, Kafi Yecholtoi, Lekredesh, Kafi Sheoma, Ish Kamatnas Yodoi, Kavirkas Hashem. And that's as the Psukim go, that's what he interprets, that the Sholish, as it says, Sholosh Pomim Bashon Yeo Kol Zuchucho, Espene Hashem Elokecha, Mokam Hashem Chal, B'chag HaMatz, B'chag HaShvuiz, B'chag HaSukkos, Roi Eponai Reikom, Ish Kamatnes Yodai, Kivikas Hashem Elokecha, Hashem Notan Lo. Ish Kamatnes Yodai is a question of how many korbanos, or what korbanos is he makriv. And he learns a separate mitzvah. So the mitzvah is Riyah Sholosh Pomim, according to Rav Tzadik Goyin. And what you bring is Kibirkas Hashem Elokecha, Asher Nosan Loch, and that is the Chagiga and the Riyah, or the Riyah and the Chagiga. Okay. Interesting is, what exactly happens here? The Rambam brings a Raya, that it's three mitzvahs, because the Gemara Chagiga says, Sholosh Pomim Bashana Yeroe Kol Zchucha. It's three mitzvahs. Sholosh mitzvahs is Tzavol, excuse me, Sholosh mitzvahs is Tzavol Yisrael, Borego Chagiga Riyah V'Simcha. So what exactly happens? It's just a separate halacha of chiluk, that you have two mitzvahs. One mitzvah is called Chagiga, and one mitzvah is called Riyah. They're basically one inyan atera to bring korbanos when you're oile l'regel. One is a korban oile, the oiles Riyah, and the other is a shlomim, shalmi Chagiga. And it's basically the same inyan, or no. When the Chachmei HaMesira say that there are two different mitzvahs, and since different mitzvahs are different inyanei HaTorah, That itself is an edus from the Matiki HaShmur that it's two different inyan. And I would say the answer according to the Rambam is the latter, because the Rambam clearly says Ukvah Hisboya Bakosuv when he's explaining the inyan of the first mitzvah, Shezeis HaChagigah Hu Sheyale Im Korban LaKrivoy. That's one. And when he does the in Nun Gimel in Olas Ria, he says V'inyan mitzvah zu shi'ala odm lemikdosh im kol ben zocho shi'aloi shiuchol leches b'raglo v'yakiv korban oilo b'aliyosa. So the Rambam is really saying that it's a separate inyan. It's an interesting thing that if you do this or you bring this korban or that korban, it's a separate inyan. But that's what he seems. That's why he uses the word inyan, defining different inyani atayla. But even more than that, what he does over here is an amazing thing. He adds a new element to Riyah. He says in Mitzvah Nun Gimel, the mitzvah is inyan mitzvah zu shiyale ho'odom lemikdosh in kol ben zocho shi'eloi shiyucho leleches b'raglov v'yakriv korban oile b'aliyosei. The Rambam says an amazing thing, that even though Pashas, the way we were in the Gemara in Chagigah and Daf Daled, that the Riyah and the bringing of the Ben Zocho is only the Rabbonah for Chinuch, the Rambam clearly says that it's a Deraisa and it's part of the mitzvah. And the Netziv even goes further, that he claims the Mishneh Torah, since he quotes the Pasuk of Yerei Kol Zchucha, it's also a Deraisa Mishneh Torah. It just, he doesn't define it as part of the mitzvah. So you have two different mitzvahs. The mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel is not something to bring your son, he's my ruler, to bring my son with me to Har HaBayis, to the Azora, on the first day of Yom Tov. That's the mitzvah of Aliyah L'Regel. And the mitzvah of Chagigah is to be Oyla, to be Makiv HaKorban. So a priori, since they're two separate mitzvahs, I would have said that you can't learn one from the other. The fact that we're mechalek them and they're separate in yonim, you can't learn one from the other. And the Rambam demonstrates just the opposite, because the Rambam says very clearly in Mishneh Torah, he says that the pturim, anyone who's potter from Riyah is potter from Chagigah. Tesis and the Beis Mebeis disagrees with this in Chagigah. So it's, you can learn all the pturim which were formed by Riyah to Chagigah. And the opposite way, you also have that the if you were not chaygeg on Yom Rishon, you can be this tashlum of Kol Yimei Achag, you learn from Chagigah to Riyah. So it's an amazing thing, even though the Matiki HaShmur said that the two separate mitzvahs and two separate Yoni HaTeira, you can still learn one from the other, which is an amazing phenomenon. Now, Kibirkat Hashem Elokecho Asher Nosan Loch is also expresses itself in both the Riyah and in the Chagigah. The question is, he has Haba in the Foshes, he's Marbe in Chagigah, and if he has Mir the Fosh, he's Marbe in Riyah. But Kibikas Hashem Elokech Hashem Nosan Loch, even though it's formulated by Riyah, is said by both. It's an amazing thing. Two separate mitzvahs, two separate inyonim, the Matiki Ashmur say they're different, but the Rambam goes out of his way to say we can learn one from the other. Now, let's now dedicate the rest of the time now to the mitzvah of Simcha. Mitzvah Nundalot. He shetivonu lismoyach birgolim. Shneema b'samachte b'chagecha. Golem, you understand yourself, is the Gimel Golem, and it's only Pesach, Shavuos, and Sukkos. So it means there's no mitzvah Simcha on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. L'chayim. V'hi amitzvah shlishis min sholosh mitzvah anogis b'rego. What is this Simcha? Is the Gemara very clearly talks about Chatzi Lochem and Chatzi Lashem, and what we normally call Simcha V'Achilas Kalban, or we'll see exactly how it is or what it is the Chatzi Lochem. So Lochera, the Simcha is our personal Simcha, or the Simcha of Klal Yisrael. And the Torah goes out of its way to put the Simcha together with the Ribui HaTfuah, certainly by Sukkot. It says, Re'ei Chag HaSukkah Yistarte Lecho Shivet Yomim V'yos B'cho Migol Lecho Yikvecho V'samachte b'chagecho, atu bincho b'itecho, v'abdecho v'amosecho, v'alevi v'ager, v'ayosom v'amono, asher b'sherecho. So I would have assumed, and also in Shavuot, v'yosiso chag Shavuot l'Hashem Elokecho, misas nidvat yodecho, the Rebbeinu gave you something, asher titein, Kashivrecha Hashem Elokecho, v'samachta l'fnei Hashem Elokecho, atu v'incho v'techo, v'avdecho v'amosecho v'alevi Hashem b'sherecho, v'agev v'ayosu v'amon Hashem b'kevecho, mokam shivcha Hashem Elokecho l'shachin shmo shom. So then l'chira, the simcha, is an expression of Hidor to HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the Ribui Tfuah and Misas Nidvas Yodav. It could be the fact that in Pesach it's not mentioned the Mitzvah Simcha there because Pesach is not as many Ribui Tfuah. But Chazal learned out that the Mitzvah Simcha applied to all Gimel Gol. The Rambam in the Buchim, in Chele Gimel, Perek Mem Gimel, Aval Ayomim Atoivim, Hein Kulom L'Simcha, U'L'Kibutzim, Sheyesh Lehem Ano, Shebenei Odom, Tzrichim Aleihem Beroiv. There's a natural need for social connecting, or kibbutzim, sheesh lehem anosh b'nei odem, tzrichim aleihem b'loi, which we understand very well, and the simcha can call the simcha for us, or the kibbutz and mishayish lehem anor shemiram tzrichim. And this simcha, the reason why I said that I assume that in this simcha it's an element of hidah, of avodah, because the Ram clearly says in Perek Vav, in Hilchos Yontov, Halacha Chof, V'etzavu ala hilos v'asichlos ela simcha sheish bo avodat yoytze akol. Shenema tachas eshelo yavarto et Hashem Elokecho b'simcho v'tuv leivov. Folamarto she'avoida b'simcho. There's a key in avoida, and I assume that avoida is raised that the simcha should be expression of thanks to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's a way to connect us with Hashem, a way to connect with the Ribbono Shel Olam. And that's basically the same you'll find in Sefer Chinuch, that the mitzvah simcha is Tzorchei Adam, not like Rabbeinu Yoina in Brachos, in the fifth parak, that the simcha is the great glee of the Nisan Niflos. It's basically the Ika Simcha is with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's what he says. The Ika Simcha ain't a Babu Yontif, El Babu Hashem Lefasim es Kol Hagdulois V'es Kol Anoyroyois Asher Ois Imono. Now you should understand that there is in the Ram Hilchos Deis, when he talks about the golden mean, which probably is a reflection of Alachta Bedrochov, the Ram there talks about Simcha also. In Perek Aleph Halacha Dalet, Haderech Hayeshore Hi Mida Beinanis Shebechol Deya Bedeya V'hi Adeya Sheyurachoyke Mishnei Ksavos. Lefikach tzivu chacham rishonim sheyehei odom som deoys of tomid, it should be in the middle, keitzar v'chulei v'lo yehei muhulol v'seichet, he shouldn't be frivolous, v'lo yotzev v'oinei, he shouldn't be melancholy and depressed, el tzomeach kol yomov benachas b'seiv upon miyopos. So that is an issue of midas. It's a question of demeanor of a person. But that's not the mitzvah simcha. And this, in fact, the demeanor is an issue of midas, because the Rambam says in the seventh perek in Shmona Prokim, he says the Yaakov Avinu did not have the Shechina, didn't rest on, he didn't have the Nevuah, didn't have prophecy, didn't have Ruach HaKodesh all the years that he was Mesabel on Yosef, because it was a Chesoron in the Midas HaSimcha. It's a Chesoron in the Midas. Here, we're not talking about a general carry, a person on Yontif who's not depressed, who doesn't partake of the pu'ulos, which is sameach, is not mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, it's a the mitzvah is to do pu'ulos which normally I'm a sameach man, and we'll see exactly how this plays out. It's not midas here at all. V'hi ha-mitzvah, this mitzvah of simcha, ha-mitzvah shlishis, min ha-shorish, ha-mitzvah tanogis b'rego. And then he's machadish that there are two inyonim, okay, in this mitzvah, and we'll try to understand what exactly happens over here. V'hoi inyon ha-rishon, Hogomus, and probably better translation, is not Romus, but it's probably a Hiro'o, because here it's not a Remez, it's something real. And because the Ram used the word Remez in Shere Shlishi as something which is only an Asmachta, and this is really Pshat, as we'll see. But Tzivri Hazer, who Shiyakriv Korbon Shlomim Al Korponim Behechach. Interesting is the mitzvah of Simcha is to be makriv a korban shlomim. At this point, he only talks about the hakrava. He doesn't say a word until this point about the achila. And then he says, "I tach shlomim, we have shlomim anyway by chagiga. The elu hashlomim noisofim al shalmi chagiga. Veheim nikloim b'salmud shalmi simcha." Or the mitzvah is to bring shalmi simcha. Umeakrov shlomim elu, it's yushalmi chagiga. Perik Aleph, Halacha Beis, the Gemara Chagiga, and Davov, Noshim Chayovis Besimcha. Noshim Chayovis Besimcha means that they have to bring the Korban Chagiga. The Korban, the Shalmei, should be the Shalmei Simcha. They have to bring Shalmei Simcha. Ukvar Bo Bakosuv, then he does an amazing thing. At the moment we're talking about bringing Korbanis. Kvar Bo Hakosuv, V'zovachta Shlomim, V'yochalta Shom, V'somachta Lefnei Hashem Elokecha. This pasuk is talking about Har Evo, the Mizbeach in Har Evo. Zovachta Shlomim, to do a Shechita and a Krova of Shlomim, V'yochalta Shom, and after the Achila, there'll be Simcha Lefnei Hashem. So an amazing thing has happened. The mitzvah, which to this point was only Hakrova Shlomim, has become Hakrova Shlomim and Achila Lifnei Hashem. So, very interesting, the question of how this plays itself out. Is the Ikka really the Zvichas HaShlomim, or is it the Achilas HaShlomim? And here you have the option because the Rambam says very clearly in Mishneh Torah that if a person is a person in Perek Beis of Hilchos Chagiga, he says that a person, that the Kohen can be yotze the mitzvah simcha with the chatos and the oshim which he eats as matnas kuna. So really the important thing, and with other korbanos, really the important thing is the achilas kochim. It's not the Akrova. And it's very strange how that happens over here, because he clearly starts off as Mitzvah Akrova Shlomim. So you would say, you need both. So the answer, you don't even need that. So the Mitzvah is the Achila. And then you could imagine the Zvicha is a Hechsher. And in fact, you can have Akrova Sakov, and the Ram says, on Erev Yontif, and eat the Basar on Yontif, and be yotze mitzvah simcha. So really the akrova is not part of it in the way we understand it. And it's just a hechsher mitzvah, and when it comes under sherish asiri, a priori, which means the hechsher mitzvah is not really part of the mitzvah. Then, the Rambam does an amazing thing. So this is the mitzvah, and this is what we call Shalmei Simcha. Then he says, there's another element to this mitzvah. V'nichlau bi'omroi, or v'kilo bi'omroi v'samachte b'chagecho, ma she'omru gam kein sameach b'kol minei simcha. Here's also an amazing thing. This expression, sameach b'kol minei simcha, that the Gemara says in Chagiga Chesem and Aleph, Yisrael yoti dechavoson v'nedom v'nedovois tonu rabonon v'samachte b'chagecho l'rabit kol minei smochois l'simcha. Mikano mochachom Yisrael yoti dechavoson v'nedom v'nedovois v'maisa behema v'akohane b'chatas v'oshim, what I mentioned before. U'v'cho z'v'shoit yochol af v'oifis v'nochais tamaloy v'samach. And it's also Sifri. V'chol minei smochis yochol af v'oifis u'minochais tamaloy b'chagecho v'ma shechagiga bo mehem yotzu oifis u'minochais. But the Rambam here is learning a whole new story. He's learning Kol Minei Smochos. It's an introduction to what he says later. Lechol Bosav Yom Tovim B'lishtos Yayin V'lubush B'godim Chadoshim. He uses an amazing thing. He uses the phrase that the Gemara, the Talmud Bavli, and the Sifri use to describe the first inyan to explain and to be a prelude to what the second inyan is all about of Kol Minei Simcha. The only thing that I could find to support this, and the question is, could this actually be the source of the Rambam in the Medrash Tanoim? In Dvorim, Perek Tezayin, Dov Acher, V'samachte B'chagecho, V'chol Minei Simcha. Mikan Omru, Chayiv Odom, L'sameach B'noi, U'B'nei Beisai V'rego, B'ma M'samchon B'yayin. So he moves over to the second area of Simcha. And this is an amazing thing. So there's a new element of Simcha over here. Before we knew the mitzvah mitzamachta b'chagecha is Bosa Shlomim, Achilles Bosa Shlomim. And then he says, no, there's another element. Umizeh lecho Bosa b'yom tevim. He says it's not only to drink wine, but also to eat bosa. And this bosa is not the bosa of kochim. Somehow, he comes to a conclusion that bosa is meaningful even out of the purview of kochim. Just before we proceed, you have to understand that the Rambam over here is a trailblazer now. Because Rishonim say, Taisa says in Moed Katan, that Simcha b'zman hazeh the Rabbonah. And because you need Bosa Kochim. And all this is the Rabbonah. All these drashos are the Rabbonah. But the Rambam can't be the Rabbonah. He's here in Minyan HaMitzvah. He doesn't call it the Rabbonah in Minyan HaMitzvah. The question is, where does this inyan come from? How do you have it? And we'll see, this will help the Rambam, that the Rambam can say that Avelis is Bereisa, and still the mitzvah Simcha, Bizman Azeh is Berchit. We'll see. Umizeh, Lecho Bosa, B'yom Tevim, V'lishtes Yayin, V'lubrish B'godim Chadoshim, ulchalik peiros umine mesika liktanim ulnoshim. This is very strange, because l'chera noshim, at least the way the Gemara says in Kuftes, in Psochim, v'nosh b'mai, toni Rav Yosi, v'bobo b'gdei tzivoinim, b'eretz Yisrael, b'gdei pishtim, b'guhatzim, it's begodim. The Rambam in Mishneh Torah clearly also says that Noshim is begodim tachshitim. But the difference is the Gemara doesn't say what the mitzvah is. It just says that Noshim have simcha with these begodim. But it doesn't tell you how it happens. There's a difference between the Rambam here seems to say the levisha of begodim chadoshim is the simcha, and the Rambam Mishneh Torah says it's kine lehem vanoshim kine lehem begodim v'tachshitim noyim kefim amoyna. And then he adds something else that's very interesting, that the kefim amoyna is a chiyuv in vanoshim begodim tachshit. We have to know where he got this from. That we're not learning him Mishneh Torah, but that's this is what he said. Ulechali peiros meaning mesika l'ktanim ulenoshim. And then he goes on. V'litzchoik b'klish nigun ulrake b'miktosh levad v'hi simchas beis ha'sho'eva. We'll come back to this in Mitzvah Hashem. But simchas beis ha'sho'eva is also part of it. V'zekuloi nichnas tachas omroi v'somachta b'chagecha. And he's done an amazing thing. He says there are two inyonim in the mitzvah simcha, and both are deraisa, but the inyon rishon is shalmei simcha, and inyon sheni is achilas boso, shesias yayin, levishas begodim chadoshim, and chalukas mine peiros and a mine mesika l'ktanim or noshim. So what are these two, where does this come from? See here the Rambam uses the word in Lisa Kapach translation, he has it both twice. Zeu kuloi bichlau omroi v'samachta b'chagecha. And the Rambam not only does it in here in Sefer Mitzvahs, he does it in Mishneh Torah. In Hilchos Yontif, in Perek Vov, Halacha Yud Zayin, Yud Ches, Yud Tes, Shivus Yimei HaPesach ושמונת ימי החג, המשה יום טובים, כולם אסורים בהסבר ותיינס, וחייב אודם ליאויס בהן צומח, וטוב לי, הוא בונה באישתוי, בני ביתוי, כל הנוב מולוב שלהם וטווח מחגך. אף על פי שהשמחו אמור כאן, היא כל בן שלומים, כמו שאנו מבארים, בהלכס חגיגו, even though the mitzvah, I'm going to explain הלכס חגיגו, יש בכלל עושה שמחו לשמוע חו ובונו ובני בית כל אחד ויחוד קרוא אלו כיצד הקטנים נויסים להן קרויס וגויסים מקדונס to give them nuts and sweets ואנושים קוינו להן בגודים ותחשיתים נויים כפים המויני ואנושים אוכלים בוסו ושייסים יין שאין שמחה לו בבוסר ואין שמחה לו ביין. So it's interesting, the Rambam decides to discuss the dine of the mitzvah simcha of shalmei simcha in Hilchos Chagiga, and it's also in the prote mitzvahs in Hilchos Chagiga. And the dinin, that's the inyan orishon, and the inyan asheni, he has decided to discuss in Hilchos Yontif, and apologizes that what he's discussed in Hilchos Chagigah is okay. However, and I assume it's the Iker, but Bichlal, which is saying Bichlal that he has over here, is also the Simcha B'roi Loi. Anoshim B'roi Lehem, Noshim B'roi Lehem, Uktanim B'roi Lehem. Here, is an amazing thing happening. What he seems to be learning, we'll have to explain how he got to this point, and I will see, the Rambam learns, and we'll see that the word bichlal is a technical word the Rambam uses where it's not pshuto shel mikra, but it's also a deraisa, but it's not pshuto shel mikra. The pshuto shel mikra in the samachta b'chagecho or the tosha b'ksav is shalmei simcha. But b'chlam is a drosha. Minyan ha-mitzvahs is a minyan of tosha b'ksav. So the dover poshet or the protei mitzvahs should be in Hilchos Chagigah, not in Hilchos Yontif. Because the mitzvah in Tereshe B'Ksav is Shalmei Simcha. However, Drosh is also Dreisa, but it's not Pshuta Shal Mikra. And it's not Minyan HaMitzvahs, but it's a Mechayev Medreisa. If you recall, Noshim Chayovis B'Simcha. It means, and Ram said it before, the Simcha means the Shalmei Simcha. It means that the mitzvah V'Samachta B'Chagecha is a Chayvis Gavra. Each individual Jew. There's no p'tur, a mitzvah such as mangromo. Each individual Jew, that's what the Ram learns, is chayiv in shalmei simcha. Ti'i posa kochi. Some simcha lifnei Hashem. However, the mitzvah of the drosha, which is not pshuta shel mikra, is not a chayvis gavra. For example, you look at the Gemara Kedushin on Lamedala Mer Aleph, Uklolohu, Hare Matzah Simcha Hakil, the Mitzah Sheis Mangromo, Venoshim Chayovis, Vechein Besimcha Beregel, Kedichsi Vesamachta Vachagecho Atul Bimcha Vitecho. So there's a Chayvis Gavro, Venoshim. But the Gemara says, in Kiddushin and Lamedalid Omen Aleph, when it comes, according to the Rambam, to the second Inyan of Simcha, the Gemara says, Omar Baye, Isha Ba'alo Misamcha. The Chiyuv is on the Baal to Misamach the Achirim. That's the whole issue of Kene Begodim or Mechalik. Mini Mesika, Peres, Migdonis, because it's the Chiyuv is on the Baal to give to others. And that's what Rashi says in Baal of Mesamcho, Ein Chavis Asrimcho Tluye Bo, El Al Baalo, Shi Samcheno, Korbe Visimachto. So the chiv is in the Baal to Mesamach Ishtar. So the chira, she has no chiv. It's the Baal's obligation to Mesamech, his wife. It's the Baal's obligation to mesameach his children. Pshuto shel mikra is a chiyuv simcha chivas gavra. The Joshua is a chiyuv to mesameach achim. And that's the Gemara in Pesachim would support this, which the Ram himself quotes later. Pesachim Kuf Tesaman Aleph Tonel Abonon Chayiv Odom V'Sameach Bonov V'Bnei Beisav Beregel Shenema V'Samachte B'Chagecha. He is Mukhuy to Mesameach them. The Gemara says it's Mefurish. B'ma Mesamchon B'Yayin Rabbi Yehuda Omer Anoshim B'Roi Lohem Noshim B'Roi Lohem Anoshim B'Roi Lohem B'Yayin V'Noshim B'Roi Lohem Tony Rabbi Yosef above of Big Yosef on it, which we read before. So then again, the mitzvah in the first Inyan is a Cheves Gavra. And the second Inyan, which is the Drosh, which is only Bechlal, is an Inyan to Mesameach Achirim. And that's the Rambam in Perek Vav Halacha Yud Ches Ketzad Aktanim Noisem Lekoyes Ve'egoyes Megdonis Va'anoshim Kein Alehen Begodim V'Tachshitim. Now here again, becomes a major interesting issue. The Dovah Poshet, the first Inyan of Simchas Yantiv, is only in the Gemara Gaon. The question is, the second Inyan, this mitzvah of the Mesameach Acherim, Noshim Beruim Lehen, Ketanim Beruim Lehen, maybe that is a Shai Yom Tov. So interesting is, first of all, the Rambam very clearly in Perek Aleph Hilchos Yontif says, and Halacha Aleph, Hakosu Basiyas Malacha Shehein Rishon Shvi Shel Pesach, Rishon Ushmini Shel Chaga Sukkos, Ubiyoim Chaga Shavuos, Ubeechod Lachodesh Hashvii. Is Rosh Hashanah. Hein anikrim yom tovim. And the Rambam says in Perek Vov Halacha Yud Zayin a very interesting lashon. The Rambam is like this. The Rambam has he says that Pesach and he says in Halacha Yud Zayin he says that Yosfechiv Simcha is on Pesach and Shavuos v'shar yomim tovim b'loshen rabim. What does it mean b'shar yomim tovim? There's only one other. It's Shavuos. So the answer is no. The Rambam meant to say there's a chiyuv simchas yontif on the second inyan, the drosha, even on a yontif which is not a regel. And it's not only there. You'll find it mefurish in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Gimel, Halacha Vav. The Rambam says, when he talks about the Chiyuv Halel, he says, "V'lo Halel Shochanukah v'Vav, Hu Shem B'Divrei Sofim, El Kriyas Halel Lo'olam B'Divrei Sofim, B'chol ha'yom ish gur misahalo. Shmur asiyom gur misahalo. And he says what? And he asks, I maybe should be halal Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Ein bohen halal lefi shehen yimei tshuva. V'yira ufachad. Lo yimei simcha yiseira. It's like yimei simcha, but not yimei simcha yiseira. In fact, the Shulta says explicitly in Parshas Chayisola, in Shulta Tezvov, Brom Tzorich Atzeres Bizman Azeh Diyom Echod Chuv Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippurim Nami Mavat Legzeh Yeshiva Eloi. So he says, Mi Amrinin Regel Zahavishiv Mavat Legzeh Yeshiva Avrahani Dechad Yom Einon. Kishabas domi, the only yom echod. You need a regal to mevato. Ol dilma, Shabbos einig hu dichsiv bei. Aval hani, Rosh Hashanah, Yom Kippur and Shavuos, kiva di ispo hu simcha kira golem, domo umasikin. So it means there's a mitzvah simcha. And that's why, according to this, I would assume the Ram also like that, that's why Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur are mevato lavelus. Because of this mitzvah simcha. The question is, it's not only the Rambam that has done this magic, Rav Tzadik Goyin also did it. If you remember, Rav Tzadik Goyin puts in the beginning of Perichov, he puts in the mitzvahs of Yontif, he starts off with the mitzvah of Aliyah Regel, which he says is Chag. He says Chag in the Aramaic and Arabic, and then he says quotes Yoav Parai Reikon, because Chag and according to him Chagig and Ri is all the same. And there's a mitzvah of Yikas Hashem Elokecha, that's the fourth mitzvah, and then all the way at the end after the mitzvahs lulav he quotes Simchas Yontif, and he says like this, which he has quoted already, Rosh Hashanah, Simcha Shel Mitzvah Medov Amuta, Kfi Sheomer V'Samachta B'Chagecha Atu B'Incha B'Techa. He also is the opinion like the Rambam that the mitzvah Simcha extends beyond the Gimel Regalim. Just want to tell you, in short, that this idea of Bechal, the Rambam does again and again, and you'll find it very, very clear, in a very clear fashion, in the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvahs in Loisa Sememhei. He says there's a lot of Seret with Bisareinu. And then he says, I, Lois is going to do, is also to make a chabura. So I, the Gemara in Yevomis, has a drasha of Lois is going to, Lois Asa, Agudas, Agudas. So he says like this, Vidomu, Hine omru bi omroi, this the Gemara in Yevomis, she b'chlal lav zeh, gam kein azhorah, mechilu botei dinei ho'ir, u b'minogeyim b'chilu v'kibutze. Vi omroi, lo yisizkei dedu, lo yisasa agudas agudas. And then he clearly tells you what the pshat is. Avo gufei dekra, pshutei shal mikra, hine hukamo shebe'aru. The Omu Vesasa Chabura Ramez Vizehu Kmoy Drash. So Vesasa Agudas Agudas, even though it's a Dreisa, it's not Pshuta Shamikra. Or that the mitzvah is a mitzvah of Seret, of Srita. But there is a Dreisa, but it's not the Gufa Shokro. In fact, the Ram tells you in Hilchos Akum Anu Chiddush that the Malkis for Kocha and Leisis Gredidu is only on Pshuta Shel Mikra. On the Bechlal! On the Agudas Agudas, there's no Malkus. And that is mistaba, because the Rambam generally says that Malkus you could use as a measure, as the metrics to understand what is Pshuta Shel Mikra. And that's the Rambam Shita over here, that the Pshuta Shel Mikra is the Kocha, and the Drash is Lois Agudis Agudis. Similarly over here, in the Mitzvah Simcha, the Rambam learns, or that the Mitzvah Simcha in Pshuta Shel Mikra, or that the Chivas Gavra, is Pshuta Shel Mikra, and not Noshim Chayovos. And that's only Gimel Golim. The din of the Sameach Achirim, that's Drosha. And that's even not Shai Yom Tevim. And that's not Pshuta Shel Mikra. And it's not Chivas Gavra. And the Baal is Mukhiv to Mesameach Achirim. This expresses itself in an amazing way. The Rambam learns that Mesameach Yosoyim Ve'almono is a Shi'urim in the Mitzvah Simcha. It's not a separate Mitzvah. The Bahag is also like that. Rav Sadigain is also like that. The Bahag, there's a Mitzvah to Mesameach and to Mesameach the Ge'er Yosoyim Ve'almono. And the Rambam is a Shi'urim. The Rambam has a discussion in two places, in Hilchos Yontif and in Hilchos Chagiga, of a person who sits in his house and eats and doesn't share it with others. In Hilchos Yontif, the Rambam says, "Ein ze simchas mitzvah el simchas kreisai." It means that there's no kiyum whatsoever. When it comes to the discussion in Chagiga, where he's Noel Beisai, where he's talking about the Shalmei Simcha, the Ram says that it's not a mitzvah gemura. But there is a kiyum, but it's incomplete. And the answer is very simple. Since the mitzvah of Simcha and Achilles Korbonos Achilles Gavra, the fact that he eats, even though he doesn't give others, which is part of the mitzvah is Eino Gemura, but it's a mitzvah. He's Mekayim Achilles Gavra. However, in the mitzvah of Simchas Yontif, or the Chesed Shel Mitzvah, is the Mesameach Achirim. If he's Noel Beisai and doesn't give it to Achirim, the Ram says that it's Simchas Kresei, ain't the Simchas Shel Mitzvah. And this is the Tachat Asher Varv. This is the Chesed Shel Mitzvah, is the Mesameach Achirim. And since the Chesed Shel Mitzvah is the Mesameach Achirim, if he's Noel Beisai and not Mesameach Achirim, he's left with absolutely nothing. There's absolutely no mitzvah. And that's the Ram says, that it's Simchas Kresai. I'm sorry I didn't get to a discussion of the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, you understand, is also part of this Bechlau. And it's part not only with Yayin and Bosa, but the Simcha, the Rikud, not only participating, because the Rambam says, only G'dolei Rosh Yeshiva, G'dolei Ador, danced, but watching it and being happy with it is also the mitzvah. And we'll see. It's a Sh'ol B'Zeicha, Mit Hashem, B'Kolov, in Neuchal men Azvochim men Apsochim, and then I should continue to try my best. But Siloi Chimarati, to try to follow the shadow of Moriv Rabbi, Zecher Tzadik Levracha.